96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Northwood Technical College is opening a new workforce accelerator location in Hayward this summer to expand access to education and workforce training opportunities in the area. According to a press release, the new site will be located at the Trailview Cottages housing development on Trailview Loop, replacing the college's current Hayward Outreach Center, which closes June 1st. College staff will be available Tuesdays and Thursdays to help connect residents with GED programs, workforce training, and student support services. Northwood Tech officials say the Workforce Accelerator model is designed to make educational opportunities more accessible in rural communities by offering local support closer to where people live. Similar Workforce Accelerator sites are already operating in Ladysmith and St. Croix Falls, with another location planned to open in Hurley later this year. A ribbon cutting for the Hayward location is expected later this summer. More information is available at northwoodtech.edu. The American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation is preparing for the return of the Epic Bike Fest in Hayward, June 5th through the 7th. The annual cycling festival features mountain biking and gravel races through the North Woods, including full and half distance rides, a kids race, and a Friday evening shakeout ride. Organizers say the weekend also includes food trucks, a festival expo, games, and other family-friendly activities. The event serves as one of the largest fundraisers for the Shawamigan Area Mountain Bike Association, helping support trail maintenance and development across the region. Since it began, Epic Bike Fest has donated more than $200,000 to Kamba Trail projects. Organizers are also looking for volunteers to help with race operations and festival activities throughout the weekend. More information, registration, and volunteer signups are available at the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to watch for turtles crossing roads as nesting season gets underway across the state. From late May through June, female turtles travel from lakes, rivers, and wetlands to nesting areas, often crossing busy roadways and residential yards along the way. DNR officials say road mortality is one of the leading causes of turtle population decline in Wisconsin, and drivers are encouraged to slow down and stay alert near wetlands, lakes, and rivers. The DNR is also asking the public to report turtle sightings and nesting areas through the Wisconsin Turtle Conservation Program to help identify important habitats and crossing hotspots across the state. They say adult turtles face additional risks during nesting season, including predators, vehicle strikes, and illegal collection for the pet trade. Residents are also reminded to leave wild turtles in the wild and avoid disturbing nests whenever possible. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is encouraging licensed cherry growers to take part in this year's election for the Wisconsin Cherry Board. The Wisconsin Cherry Board oversees about $60,000 each year in assessment fees collected from cherry growers statewide. Voting is open through June 15th to fill one seat on the five-member board, which helps oversee research, education, and promotion efforts for Wisconsin-grown cherries. The department says no nominations were submitted before the March deadline, so growers are being asked to write in the name of an eligible cherry producer on their ballots. The elected grower will serve a three-year term beginning July 1st. Officials say ballots were mailed earlier this month, but growers who have not received one are encouraged to contact the department's Market Orders Program. More information about the Wisconsin Cherry Board and the election process is available on the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection website. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwood's news. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to watch for turtles crossing roads as nesting season gets underway across the state. From late May through June, female turtles travel from lakes, rivers, and wetlands to nesting areas, often crossing busy roadways and residential yards along the way. DNR officials say road mortality is one of the leading causes of turtle population decline in Wisconsin, and drivers are encouraged to slow down and stay alert near wetlands, lakes, and rivers. The DNR is also asking the public to report turtle sightings and nesting areas through the Wisconsin Turtle Conservation Program to help identify important habitats and crossing hotspots across the state. They say adult turtles face additional risks during nesting season, including predators, vehicle strikes, and illegal collection for the pet trade. Residents are also reminded to leave wild turtles in the wild and avoid disturbing nests whenever possible. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is encouraging licensed Wisconsin's cherry growers to take part in this year's election for the Wisconsin Cherry Board. The Wisconsin Cherry Board oversees about $60,000 each year in assessment fees collected from cherry growers statewide. Voting is open through June 15th to fill one seat on the five-member board, which helps oversee research, education, and promotion efforts for Wisconsin-grown cherries. The department says no nominations were submitted before the March deadline, so growers are being asked to write in the name of an eligible cherry producer on their ballots. The elected grower will serve a three-year term beginning July 1st. Officials say ballots were mailed earlier this month, but growers who have not received one are encouraged to contact the department's Market Orders program. More information about the Wisconsin Cherry Board and the election process is available on the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection website. I'm Maddie Schaefer, and you're listening to Northwoods News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A proposal from Wisconsin Democrats would fully tax any payments from a new federal fund connected to President Donald Trump. Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein says the plan is meant to prevent what she calls misuse of funds, arguing the focus should be on everyday costs like groceries and gas. The fund is tied to a lawsuit settlement and is intended to compensate people who claim they were targeted unfairly by the government. Supporters say it offers a legal path for claims, while critics question how the money would be used. A write-in candidate for Wisconsin governor is drawing criticism after posting a video of himself removing political yard signs in Milwaukee. Carlos Lamar Dixon shared footage of the incident in the River West and East Side neighborhoods and said he took the signs as a political statement. Candidates affected say the signs are protected speech and costly to replace. And Badger State employees can now apply for new state grants to train workers for jobs in advanced manufacturing and artificial intelligence. Governor Ever says about $7 million in federal funding will support the program called WisTrain, and it's open to companies of any size across the state. Applications are due July 13th for the first round of funding. The search for the next athletic director of UW-Madison has entered the next phase. The application period is now open and will be for the next 2 weeks, following the listening sessions that were held over the past few weeks. The search committee in charge had been meeting with student athletes and others to figure out what qualities they wanted in the next athletic director. The school hopes to have the next athletic director in place and working this summer. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers take on the Astros. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The first place Brewers battle the Astros in Houston. Kaiwei Tang on the mound tonight for Houston against Milwaukee right-hander Coleman Crow, making his third start for the crew. Manager Pat Murphy.
He was tremendous in his first outing. He didn't miss too many spots. He can pitch here. I mean, he can pitch in the big leagues. It's pretty good.
College basketball. A report says the Wisconsin Badgers will play in a tournament in the Bahamas next season. Meanwhile, when will a new athletic director be hired to replace Chris McIntosh, who left in April?
They're still going to hire somebody this summer. They're opening the application process and accepting applications through June 10th. And then they've also had what they call stakeholder listening sessions, just forums used by organizations to gather direct feedback from different people. Ultimately, though, the goal is to have the athletic director in place this summer before the sports programs and everything else gets going.
That's Badgers reporter Jesse Temple with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Summer weather continues to wrap up the month of May. Mostly sunny today with highs squarely in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 81. Rinse and repeat for Sunday.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.